What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world of constant connection and information overload. Ever feel like you're running a marathon, just trying to keep up with everything? It's exhausting, right? Between social media feeds, emails, news alerts, and that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget about the most important thing. Ourselves. Today we're diving deep into something I think is absolutely crucial for anyone trying to break free from the algorithm's grip, cultivating self-compassion and kindness. Because let's face it, if you're constantly beating yourself up for not doing enough or being enough, how are you ever going to find that inner focus and peace we all crave? So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the inner critic and embrace a kinder, more supportive relationship with yourself. First up, remember that everyone messes up. Seriously. We've all been there. You spilled your coffee this morning. So did I yesterday. It happens. The important thing isn't dwelling on those mistakes, but learning from them and moving forward. Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace you would offer a good friend who stumbled. Next, practice gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, easy for you to say. But hear me out. It might seem cheesy, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can truly shift your perspective. It could be as simple as enjoying that first sip of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or appreciating a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little things add up, you know? Speaking of loved ones, build a support system that lifts you up. Surround yourself with people who celebrate your successes and offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. And remember, sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself is just take a break from everything and recharge. Now, this one might sound counterintuitive, but try setting boundaries. It's okay to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protecting your time and energy allows you to focus on what truly matters, like nurturing those relationships, pursuing your passions, and taking care of yourself. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when you're feeling more critical and kind, and that's okay. Just acknowledge those feelings, offer yourself some gentle encouragement, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story. Last week I had this huge deadline looming, and I was putting in crazy hours, running on caffeine and sheer willpower. I felt like I was drowning in emails, calls, and endless revisions. One evening, after hitting my breaking point, I looked at myself in the mirror and said, "Nova, girl, you need to chill." I took a deep breath, put down my laptop, and did something completely out of character. I went for a long walk in a park. As I strolled through the trees, listening to the birds chirping and feeling the sun on my face, I realized how much pressure I had been putting on myself. I needed to be kinder to myself, acknowledge my efforts, and give myself permission to take a break. It was a game changer. So, remember that self-compassion isn't about being perfect or always feeling happy. It's about treating yourself with understanding, kindness, and forgiveness even on those days when you feel like you're failing. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards embracing self-compassion is a victory worth celebrating. Ready to put these takeaways into practice? Start by doing one small thing today that shows yourself some love. Maybe it's taking a relaxing bath, listening to your favorite music, or simply giving yourself permission to say no to something that doesn't serve you. And remember, share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Together, let's create a world where self-compassion is celebrated and everyone feels empowered to be their best selves. See you in the next episode. Keep it kind, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.